Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. Joe, let's go out to the Holland Capitas fan hotline. We're very pleased to welcome in this next guest. He was a Stanley Cup champion as a player with the Penguins and also was a part of two Stanley Cup teams. As an assistant coach with the Penguins, I'm talking about Rick Tocchet. Hey, Rick, how are you today?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. We're glad you're taking some time with us to talk a little playoffs as we get started. But first, I want to ask you about you. I know you and the Arizona Coyotes mutually agreed to part ways. Where are you at now in your career? And talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Cookie, just sitting back, a couple teams reached out, just going to see what's going to happen here in the next little while. I still love coaching, so that's still in my books. But, just sitting back, kind of evaluating a few things. I will tell you this. I miss Pittsburgh a ton. It's been 4 years. But I talked to Mike Sullivan the other day, and a bunch of people in the Penguin organization reached out just to check in and see how I was doing after it has happened. But it's one thing I miss about Pittsburgh is the people.
Yeah, I talked to Sullivan yesterday or the day before, and he was talking about, he'd converse with you regularly, I guess. Was it a good experience for you experience-wise in Arizona? I mean, everybody knows the circumstances there. There was a lot of instability. The building wasn't probably the worst in the league. Was it still a good experience-wise for you?
Oh, incredible. I had a great time there. Did some good stuff there with the young kids. They're trying to sort things. I'll tell you, I really appreciate the ownership when you have a guy like Mary Lemieux and Ron Burkle and the stability that, the Penguins have. It's something that, teams strive for. Some teams don't have it yet. They're striving for that sort of stuff. So you can't take that for granted if you're a player, coach, or whatever, a fan, because it's something there that, you got to try to build, and that's what Arizona's still trying to build, that stability.
Rick, you were quoted in a story this week about Gino and Sid's relationship over the years. I was in The Athletic. I think Rob Rossi, Josh Yoey wrote the piece. And as we head into these playoffs, these guys are still together and still now looking for cup number four. What did you observe over the years? Because I think the gist of your quote was you don't always see that, where the stars get along so well. What did you observe between those two guys over the years?
Yeah, I've been in the sports world for about 30 years, and it doesn't always happen. There's friction. This was an unreal relationship. The short time I was there, the genuine love. And I don't always use the friction. It's a competitive battle. Whether it's Sid or Gino or whatever in that room, there were some really good arguments, and that's just what brothers do. That's why they love each other. And that's how you got to win. To win a Stanley Cup, you have to have these arguments. So you just saw that genuinely, that relationship, how it, from the outside for me when I was in that dressing room, just watching those two guys interact daily was incredible. There's some big moments in Game 7s. I remember just watching these guys, how they handle these moments, even together. And it's almost like they look at each other and say, hey, this is a big game. We need this game. We both have to play well today. You could just tell. They had that twinkle in their eye.
Rick, I know, you didn't see the Penguins this year, but I know you watched the games and you're up on what's going on here. you know, we're a little worried about Malkin going in. He missed 23 games. He came back and played four and had so-so moments. And he doesn't always fit in with, you know, Sully's, you know, structure system a little bit. Why, I mean, in your opinion, Malkin is still an elite player, obviously, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. He's a wild card, Gino. You know, he's a, I've seen him buckle down in great moments. You know, listen, you can't have everybody play the same way. You need that horse, wild horse. You know, he likes to do some things. And Sully, you know, Sully was great with that. You know, like, you know, sometimes you get a real Gino in, and he knows it. But, you know, he's going to thrive in these big moments. I think that then down the middle, getting Carter was a brilliant move. You got Gino, you got Sid, you got Carter. I mean, that's a pretty damn good center position going into the playoffs. So I think Gino will be fine. I honestly don't know how hurt he is or where he is with the injury, but I remember being there. He bounces back from the injuries pretty damn good.
So you saw a bit of Jeff Carter this season. You knew when they pulled the trigger there that was going to be something. I imagine you didn't predict 9 goals in 14 games, but you knew that he would work in this system.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I coached against him for the last 4 years. You know, LA. You know, LA's rebuilding. You know, it wasn't like he was playing. You know, he's played with a lot of young kids down there. It's not like, you know, LA's got a good future, but you know, it's tough to play there in that situation. I knew Pittsburgh, or a real Stanley Cup favorite, could get Jeff Carter. He could do some damage. Just a solid player. Yeah, there's an extra boost in his step since I've been watching his game since 3-4 months ago when he was in LA. You can tell that he's re-energized, and that's what happens when you get a really good player like that for over the years, a veteran guy going into a situation where he has a chance to win the Cup. You can just see that extra energy coming out of him.
We're talking to multiple Stanley Cup champion Rick Tocchet here on the Cook and Joe Show. And, Tock, I know, you know, you enjoyed your work with Mike Sullivan here in those Cup years. Why is he such a good coach?
Well, I mean, you know, he's got a really good chance. Him or Rod Brenner went to Jack Adams, my vote. But for me, Sully can adapt to anything. You know, there's times when you have to be strict. There's times when you got to let the players, you know, dictate the room. He's got a good eye for that. You know, there's some times I know at the beginning of the year they had some rough patches. And if you know, I just was watching his press conference, and I know the way Sully is. You know, at practice the next day, there's not a lot of panic. You know, he's very solid when it comes to his beliefs. He empowers his leadership group. You know, I know him instead of an unreal relationship, as does Gino and Tanger, who I love, has had a great year. There's a bond there with those guys, you know, and those guys know how to take. They know Sully's temperament. They know when it's the right time to talk to him and ask for things. And I think when you have a leadership group, which Mike Sullivan empowers, it really becomes easier for a coach to make some decisions.
So he's got a pretty good matchup in this series, too, in Barry Trotz. We saw the Islanders just torture the Penguins a couple of years ago, Tuck. And I'm wondering, in your mind, what's the key against that team, against these Islanders, who they don't give up a lot, right?
No, it's true. But here's the thing, and you know, I think the last time they played them, you know, you can't worry about the Islanders. You know what the Islanders are going to do. The Penguins got to be the Penguins. They got to worry about themselves. It doesn't matter what the Islanders. I mean, obviously you have to. There's some system tweaks, and you got to do a couple of things here and there, individually wise. You know, line matchups. Don't get me wrong; those things are important. But for me, the Penguins got to play their style, and that's it. Don't worry about the Islanders. You know, to me, it's 90% Penguins how they play, 10% the Islanders. I think that's. You know, I know everybody's going to the matchup, and then you got to do this, and the Islanders are going to do this, but. Hey, the Islanders like to clog up the neutral zone. There's some things that they're really good at. So you're going to have to take what's given. Similar to when we played Nashville in the finals, Nashville really clogs up that neutral zone. And I remember it took about game 3 or 4, the guys realized that, hey, we might have to chip it into space and go get the puck. And I think that's what you're going to have to do against the Islanders. You know, they want you to try to stick handle through the neutral zone. And if it's not there, you're going to have to chip the speed and chip the space. And I think that's what the Penguins are really good at. I thought they did a great job the last 2-3 months doing that.
Rick, we have Brian Dumoulin coming on later in the show. I went back and looked at his career, and going back to high school, this is a guy who won 7 championships in 11 years, including those 2 Stanley Cups. So my question is, him and Letang have been playing together forever. And I'm wondering if you just speak to how that dynamic works between them. And one thing I feel like I've noticed is both guys used to take shots early in their career. Like they would both take big shots from time to time. And it feels like as they've grown older, both of them taking less of those. I'm wondering if that's something that you noticed even before you left, just the whole nature of that relationship.
Yeah, that's a good point by you. Yeah, they do take some shots. Smarter now. I love those guys. The only thing I remember, Tanger too, and someone like Dumo, they put themselves in positions they shouldn't sometimes with taking big hits, because these guys play, 25, 30 minutes. They're leaned on. I mean, those two guys, as a coach in the NHL, for me, I took it for granted when I was in Pittsburgh, with those guys, when you leave, having those two guys on the ice at crucial moments, the way they can, defend or make a play at the blue line or defend the blue line, they're very special guys. And, their body of work says it, in pressure situations. So having those two guys, the way their on-ice presence coming in this playoffs is huge. Dumo's a guy that, I don't know, there's some times there I remember him and Tanner would go every other shift. I mean, Jacques Martin, he's just sending them out there in certain pressure situations. They never get off the ice. So I'm sure the Penguins are going to lean on them again. And listen, if they're going to go far, those two guys got to be a major factor for them to go far.
We're talking to Rick Tocchet here on the Cook and Joe Show. Rick, you coached out west. You got to see Colorado and you got to see Vegas. I guess Colorado ends up with the President's Trophy. Who's coming out of that after the first two rounds of the playoffs? Or maybe you think it's somebody else, but I'm picking Colorado. Who are you picking?
Yeah, I think you're right, Cookie. I think whoever wins that, no slight to the other teams, I think whoever wins between Colorado and Vegas wins wins the Western Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, the Western Conference Finals. Both dangerous. Both got their strengths, right? I think the Flower, who's just had a terrific year. I mean, we could never score against that guy in Arizona, especially this year. He was terrific. I give the nod to Colorado with forward-wise. The defense is kind of you can flip a coin because they both got some great D. The goaltending goes to Vegas, but I know Grubauer, he's a pretty good goalie too. So if you had to put a gun to my head, I'd have to say that maybe give Colorado a slight edge, but I wouldn't be surprised if Vegas got out of there too.
Elaborate on Fleury a little bit. I mean, he just doesn't slow down, does he? Now he's third all-time on the win list. I think it's safe to say he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
It's interesting. Flower, he's an unbelievable person, first of all. We all know that. He's an unbelievable goalie. He's had a few bumps in the road or situations in his career, and he just kind of shrugs it off and keeps on marching. So if you look last year, they went with Leonard Moore down the stretch, last year. In Pittsburgh, remember, there's some times when obviously Murray played ahead of him. Then you see him this year, there's a good chance he might win the Vezina. He probably will win the Vezina. He just, some things come his way. He tackles them and he keeps moving on. That's where I really give him credit is just his resiliency and his character. I mean, some guys might have, crumbled or taken a back seat, but Flower just keeps marching on. So he's a special guy.
You were known as the Phil Kessel Whisperer when you were here, Rick. What was the Kessel experience like as a head coach compared to an assistant?
Well, I got no hair. I never had it here in Pittsburgh either. But Sully still had his hair. I know he wanted to pull it out a couple of times. Now, Phil's a great guy. He knows when he came into Arizona, we didn't have the Pittsburgh team. So he was a little bit frustrated early. Last year, he had some injuries. He'll tell you he stunk. He did not play well. Came in this year, a little bit more energized, knowing that he had to play a certain way. If you look at his centerman and his teammates, he didn't play with like very talented guys, but he played with hard workers. So he had to change his game. He scored 20 goals for us in that short season this year, 56 games, and to get 40-something points. So it's pretty good stats for a guy that, not the most talented team, hardworking team. So I got to give him a lot of credit that he bought in this year.
Rick, we're going to be watching the Washington-Boston series as well, and Ovechkin had some injuries at the end here. Do you give him a shot to catch Gretzky with those goals? And I mean, where would you rank Ovechkin as an all-time goal scorer?
Oh my God, it's going to be close. He's just, I mean, he's done it every way. You know, remember early in his career, you know, he had the big shot. So if you watch the certain parts of his game, he'd just sit around and shoot the puck all day. Now teams start taking that away. So now he had to start, you know, taking the puck to the other side of the, you know, the ice and try like different ways out of the corner to get there. Now he's in front tipping pucks. Like if you watch, he scores any different way. Yeah, he's got the terrific shot, one of the best shots that I've ever seen. But he can score in any way, and he's adapted to the way teams have defended him. You know, even on the power play, he'll go to different spots because he knows everybody's going to take that shot away. So it's going to be close, but he's definitely, well, you know, could be the best pure goal scorer ever to play this game.
So I feel like we've heard from, you know, every single person in the league on Tom Wilson, but I feel like you would have particular insight here, talk, because of the way that you played the game. I mean, which was, you know, tough and rough, old-time hockey. Did the league handle this correctly? And what do you make of the character that is Tom Wilson?
Yeah, it's a tough one for me because there's not a lot of guys in the league, you know, Ryan Reeves, Wilson, Milan Lucic, who I think's, you know, real honest guy out there. You know, when you're a tough player, and listen, they got, you can't take it anyway. He's a really good hockey player. He's an intimidating guy. He can score. But there's times on the ice where, you know, like, that situation, you know, when you got some star players like that, and we've all been in the scrums and, you know, whatever, you got to be careful. I mean, when you got a star guy in your hand, I don't think you can, especially with a helmet off, I'm not sure. I like the fact that he tried to slam him when he had no helmet on. But saying that, it was, you know, that didn't happen. You know, I don't want to be that old-time guy, but that didn't happen 10, 15 years ago, where a guy like Tom would be able to do what he wanted to do on the ice. You know, there'd be four or five guys deep on the bench would take care of that, and that's just the way it happens back then. So, yeah, it's a tough one. I think hopefully he'll learn from that, the situation, and just play hockey here in the playoffs, because he is a good player, and he's a tough player, and I'm sure every coach would want a guy like that. You know, the way he handles things, in the sense that in the playoffs, I think he's an effective guy. He's just got to make sure he doesn't go over the line.
Rick, I ask you about Ovechkin. I'm going to ask you about Connor McDavid. You've seen all the highlights. I mean, the numbers are just like they take your breath away. What is he, like 40 points ahead of the next guy? What are your thoughts when you see McDavid?
He's like a meteor. You think you got him in check. You know, you're on the ice, there's 5 minutes gone in the game. Like, hey, you know, we got him in check. You know, nothing's really happened out there. And all of a sudden, you just see him slingshot through the neutral zone. And it's, I'm telling you, it's a, you know, he brings people out of their seats. It's just, if you've got the wrong angle, you're not skating forward to defend them. You're not ready for it. He just slingshots through and he just goes and scores. So it can happen at any time. You know, you think you got him in check, but then all of a sudden it's boom, it's in the net, and you just see a blur on the ice. So, him and Draisaitl, I mean, having those two guys single-handedly, they can will their team to maybe a Stanley Cup or you know, a few rounds, because those two guys have really carried that team, and McDavid is just one guy in the neutral zone. He's probably one of the best neutral zone guys. Like, probably is the best neutral zone guy off the Russian league. It's very, very hard to defend him. Unless you have two, three guys knowing what to do, and you got to keep them in check all the time.
Rick, have you ever seen a faster skater, at least a faster skater with the puck?
Oof, it's been a while since I've seen a guy like that. You know, I mean, honestly, Paul Coffey, those guys, the Bure, those guys, I mean, when they got to step on you with the puck. But this Connor McDavid, I've seen some, I mean, we've had some guys, a couple of guys are pretty fast skaters, and he just blows by them. So, no, I haven't seen that in a long time, a guy like him.
Rick, we appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, Rick.
And good luck. I know we're going to be reading about you signing on with a new team as a head coach real soon. Wish you nothing but the best of luck, and thank you for your time, my friend.
Yeah, I'm on no team now, so I can vote for the Penguins without getting you. So we'll see how the playoffs go.
All right, talk. Thanks, man. Take care.
Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.